Holding mamish erev erev ben azmanim mitzad echad erev tishbav mitzad sheni tishbav is also belimud Torah ben azmanim is muter but people learn less mitzad hashav shebohem it's not all more before ben azmanim a person has to mechazik himself. Even some people say, you know, so I know already I was mechazik myself before last ben azmanim. But you know, the Zelda Zacha person doesn't say I went out 3 months ago ben azmanim. So I was yetzer ben azmanim already. So the Zelda Zacha person has to mechazik himself before ben azmanim. So like this, the chokhmah ben azmanim is the dibro teiro elo keneged yetzer hore. So it's it. Kisei tzela milchome vero yisra levecho. אז אל תגיד לו דיברו תורה אלו כנגד יצרו. התורה prepares us למלחמה ביצרו. כסית למלחמה ואו יישא על איבךו, או יישא בשביו, יישא פסטויה. אז התורה says, as a Muslim person has to דיברו תורה כנגד יצרו. חייבס הלבובוס brings down that the Chochom saw people coming back from the war. They asked them from where they're coming. He said, coming back from the war. They won the war. So the Chacham told them, Shavtem ma'milchomo aktano atem hoilchim la'milchomo agdoilo milchemes hayetzer v'chayolov. Chavis Salvovi says, the same thing in the milchomo aktano, if you don't plan war, you lose. No, in the army, they say, it's one of the sadists of the army, and Marshal Iran, say we'll have this big bomb that everyone is scared from. So we're not worried, Hashem will help. Yeah? Them is Basi Dashkofa. But not only we, the world, yeah, okay. But the person that runs the army knows, but in 2012, that bomb will be. What I do in that day? I attack, I don't attack. The army cannot say, you know, you have a Seder, Da'ilat Tzorah B'Shaita. And that day, the army has to know, Marshal. What if the bus is kidnapped and 5 people are standing inside? So what do you do exactly? From where you go in? You can't plan then. The guy that runs the police has to have a plan that if he gets a phone call, there's a bus kidnapped and 10 terrorists inside it, who he sends, what he sends. They have, in every country, they have special places. I don't forget every time before Tishwa, you can keep it the Shaila. They have special big rooms, good air conditions, food, everything. And you have in every place with them a couple hundred soldiers that they're on duty 24 hours, that if something happens, there's helicopters that already are on the whole time. And they're wearing all the guns 24 hours. That if Chas v'Shalom something happens and you have to capture the Knesset, they're there. Milchemes Hayetzer v'Chayolov, this is what Chazal called the Milchome the whole time. Not time to tell us it's very hard. Milchome. Milchome means a war. A war means it's different size, different soldiers, different ways to win. The Yitzhar is Milchemes HaYetzer V'Chayolov. If a person will just go vital, the Yitzhar will win him. Say it all and all. A lot of Bochum think, say it, okay. I know how to take care of my Yitzhar. So I tell him, if you tell me that Shmoneser, you're diving straight with Kavana once, I will believe you that you're stronger from the Yitzhar. But you can't win him even in one Shmoneser. I'm not speaking about bad machshavas, it's terrible, yeah? I feel just to think about your dira, about your vacation, about your chavrusa, about your standard. You can't even hold yourself 10 minutes to push him away from you. So he's so strong. So why do you think that he's not so strong to plan your day, to plan your learning, to plan all the other things? The dira you can't see. Here, you know, black and white, he's strong. Yeah, I can't be machab. I learned today. He fools you that he learned. Like he fools the other guy that he davened today. I'm a masmi, I'm a tzaddik, I'm a bal chesed. No, Rosh Hashanah, I don't speak. You don't realize 24 hours, Rosh Hashanah, I'm a bitul teire, everything. If you win him in one thing that you know that you could win him, then you'll be sure that you could win him. No, this I can't. So why do you think the other things you could? He's not asking, he's no gishmak even. No gishmak even, you just can't hold yourself for 5 minutes not to think about something else. He's wrong. Because of that, a person has to know when he comes before the Ben Azmanim, if a person wants that the Ben Azmanim will be matzliach, a person wants the Ben Azmanim will be a tayeles, will be a aliyah and ruchnias. The only eight is, and I say, to start before Tisha B'Av, not start tomorrow, but of Tisha B'Av is really a hard day to start. A person has to the first thing, mekabel himself a Kabbalah. Kabbal, that every day, I say, I don't know, you will learn an hour, hour and a half. Every day. I know, it sounds very little, especially Choshev Bochim, sitting here. You know, I was at 4 hours, 5 hours. This day is a whole. Chatzkel says, Alamol, what he does in Ne'ilah. He says, in Ne'ilah, he takes the list of the Kabbalists in Yom Kippur and he starts to race. The more he managed to race, he knows he had a better Ne'ilah. Olam, you know, just throw on one or two things, you know, and the, you know, the Kaddish, the Chap, Nocha Kabbalah, Nocha Kabbalah. Chazal says, the Yitzhar in the beginning of the day tells you not to be Mekabal Kabbalahs. Then the Yom Kippur, you start to do tshuva, you don't listen to him, and you start to shop. When he realizes that, you know what he does? He goes to the shopping bag and he starts to throw in all different Kabbalahs. Chofetz Chaim every day, three Tehillim, five Maaseh Chesed, you know, nets, because I'm Muslim, but all the mitzvahs that we have, yeah? Five Mishnayos a day, five this, three this, two that, seven this. He fills up the shopping bag. Why? He knows, when it's full, you can't pick it up. He knows the Yom Kippur will finish the first benching. You will not be mechaven. First Asher Yatzar, you will forget to be mechaven. It's over. If your Kabbalah will be one specific thing, you will manage. But he saw that he can't win you. So the first time we met the Yitzhak, he did it. Chava said, we can't eat. So she added, we can't touch. Then everything will fall apart. The Yitzhak tells a person, you have a Ben Azman. You could rest. You could become a Ben Tehra after the Ben Azman. Learn every day. Shteig every day. It's also 5-6 hours. Now he knows Erev Tisha B'Av is not Lemaisa. Tisha B'Av is not Lemaisa. Friday after it's almost Shnitz to Masada. Shabbos toch Shabbos, yeah? So 3 days into Ben Azmanim. Imagine noch them. One Kabbalah here. Shinish Negev. And many you fall apart. And nothing is left. That's what I'm saying. Avadah. The second Kabbalah, Avada is a mile, that the second Kabbalah is like that. But the first Kabbalah, the person in Mekabal, he says an hour and a half. But an hour and a half means tomorrow is a pshita that you could, even so, at least, you could add. Then you say, Erev Tisha B'Av, an hour and a half. Or an hour. Tisha B'Av, an hour. That's what you could learn. Friday, hour. Shabbos, hour. Not to miss even one day. Iyasher lo'iyya. Kavua. Not to miss even one day. Then, 4 hours every day isn't right. That's what you have to do, really. But if you know that you don't miss, and you can be mekabel it, so the whole Ben Azmanim passes, and you don't miss even once. It's the Aleph Beis. The Aleph Beis. I want to tell you that, you know, Bnei Teira have to know that we don't enjoy when we don't learn. It's the Metzius. Say Alamol, you know, a person has a car. Take the car. Doesn't have gas. A person says, no, gas is very dirty, black. He'll put Pepsi inside. It's also black and it's also cheaper today. And the car will go, the car will not go. What is that? You tell him it's sugar. You say tasted Pepsi, tastes gas. You see what is better? Yeah. No, it's a Pepsi. You can wash gas. It's not terrible. I would have the car wouldn't have to go. Why? It's the way the engineer did it. Yeah. A kid's car that doesn't make a difference. You know, it just makes lights. Even it goes also with Coke. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. A person has a neshama. Kodesh Baruch Hu made the neshama chilek alakami ma'al. A person that doesn't have ruchnias doesn't have simcha. It's the mitzvahs. But he wants to have simcha. He starts to pretend. He jumps. He tries to hack. To forget about himself. You would ask me a kashas why the friars are happy. They don't learn. First they don't. I'm a zangan they are. Yeah? The answer is like my kids ask me out of the kasha. Why not allowed to eat fish and meat together? Why not allowed to eat? Sakana. They ask all the friars eat fish and meat, nothing happened to them. They want to see even one. My kids, they want to know, they don't understand. It's so dangerous. So I told them, you know, what would be if you would eat 2 pounds of straw? Straw. So it's going to be active. What would happen to you? I mean, hospital, yeah? So why the cow could manage? The chodom is more chosher than a cow. That's because she's a cow, it doesn't disturb her. The more the ruchni is the person is, these things are poigim. They're not poigim in the shrine. There's a reason, the medical books, it's not there. People that are low, they're the animals. The animals don't feel bad that they didn't learn, but they're on a different level. We are of Neteire, if we don't learn, our neshama is not happy. So what happens, ben azman, you're not happy, but you want to be happy, so you start to scratch. Maybe not a book, maybe not something. He needs to be happy. It's like a circle. If a person learns every day, hour, and he feels full, he could enjoy the ben azman. He really could rest. He really could rest. He never missed a day. He learned his learning for the day. He goes to the hike, he feels good. It's a gate. He feels good about himself. It's the best thing for a person. The best thing for a person. This is what a person has to feel. This is what a person has to feel. So I'm saying it's not only ruchnias, it's even gashmias. You want to have enjoyment ben azmanim? You know, that's fast. And you learn your hour, you come back, you feel good that you went away. You'll be 2 days and you will not learn. I'm saying, I said, I don't know, learning an hour and a half means learning. Doesn't mean Shtayim Mikra, doesn't mean Psukah de Zimra, doesn't mean Kriyas HaTorah, doesn't mean, you know, sheets, Parsha sheets, the Gematria, doesn't mean Shiurim, listening to a Shiur, doesn't count. Learning Gemara, not even Shtayim Chumash in books, Halacha books. Gemara, an hour Gemara. You like more things? Do it in the extras. An hour Gemara. Man, President Tosh Chalof Be'yun. Not to be sassy on a chulbin and to find out that there's something. This doesn't count. This you do in the extra hour. You're in an hour Gemara. You feel like a different person. Every day. Erev Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av. So, an hour and a half you could. So you can learn more, but not to make Kabbalah too big Kabbalahs because then it doesn't work. You miss a day. The other day, Imamish even canceled your trips, and you do it too. This is the Aleph base. Again, Milchama. We have a Milchama Sayyidah. Ruzama told someone, he came to him, Ruzama told me he has to give tzedakah. Ruzama told tzedakah, I give chaymish. Ruzama told me, I could see your book, but I tell you, I give chaymish. Ruzama told him, you know what, from now on, every tzedakah that you write, I want you to write down. Come back to me in a month. He made a cheshbon in a month, he didn't give a tenth. He said, there's something smarter from you. He made you to feel that you give chaymish. He says, everyone that gives chaymish and doesn't have a book, never gives myself, Shem Zalman said. And davening, he is strong enough to make you not to mechavim Shem Zalman, and you can't win him. Believe me, he knows how to make that it looks like you gave chaymish and myself. That's me now. He says, still good. Shem also told me when I was there, he said, Gvirei Adiri that didn't give a tent, and in Gemanchik that gave 10 shekel out of 100 that he got in Yeshiva, and Oilam Ha'emes is bigger. This doesn't start why everyone is dancing in front of these people. Maybe they gave Maisa. Maybe. Losing Gemara, give Maisa, then again he gave, and again he gave, and again he gave. It's always strong. We have a milchoma. The second thing is, the person says, you know what? Okay, I will learn. What? I will learn. Think now, today, before tomorrow comes. What I'm going to learn every day that is interesting me, that I'll know that I will learn it. Find something that you know that you will do. That you will know that you will do. Now, sometimes, okay, Lama Zan Pizza Siu Chaz Asuk. Lama Zan Pizza, Shayna Masechta, just made a Siu a couple minutes ago. He will Chaz Masechta. Makes a Cheshbon, 50 blood, starting for tomorrow, okay, Vov Zayn Ov. Because, right, 2 blood a day. Mamish finish Masechta. Lama Zan. It's a market plan. If he really thinks, but if he knows himself that it's not Lama Zan, in a couple of days he will lose Cheshek, but don't do that. Try to convince yourself something else. Chazad Pkiz. Chazad Eil. Do something that you know that you'll be motivated to do. Then I do it as the Alamot. I have one plan, but I have a backing plan. Why? I like to go with the Chibus. So you already decide, you know, this is Ben Azmanim, very stark, the hour and a half will be very stark, and I'll have a good Ben Azmanim, and I'll feel better for the next month. Already. You read him as Chazak, and you fight it all, even though it's very hard. It's Alamo Laklal. The first day, he fights that it will not happen. You'd be surprised. The guy once told me, I told him to start the day before the end of this month. I said, tomorrow's like 8 hours, yeah? I'm in a minute's man. Last day is man. He had a phone call, he had to help someone, he didn't learn even an hour. And the mail of a chule. It's a whole, it comes. And you can't win, you're very stout, you decided. You will do it with a ganze starkheit. You're all ready. He takes your chavrusa away for one day. So you learn the base. The base he sends the chavrusa. You know, the base kidai to send the chavrusa. Tafgimu the chavrusa doesn't come. So he says, okay, I'm learning without him. I'm not asad. Who knows what will be now? I have to finish myself. You learn Tafgimu. He comes. In the third day, he comes. So he tells you, you know what? Why am I not to miss him? I'll miss him. I'll be lemaise. So you say that, you learn Tafgimu. Tomorrow he doesn't come again. Okay, so now you're frustrated. What you do is you take another plan. Chutz from Sukkah, like the Chazer Makis. The next one, like the Chazer Nazim Masechta. Fakert, after 2 days, your Chavrusa doesn't come. You hope you will not come to the end of this one. And you'll manage to do something else, maybe. So you have a backing plan. I'm only giving you an example. I want to tell you, when a person has a plan, Kenegedi Yitzahore, and he really puts Kaychus in, not, oh, I will be okay. I will be okay, I will fight it. He has a real plan, the Yitzhahore doesn't manage to win him. Because this is what Hashem wants him to do. When you go somewhere, you take extra money just in case you get stuck. You take a shirt, you take a bathing suit just in case they have a swimming pool. Everything is just in case, you take care of it. But to the tailor, you're not taking just in case. Then another thing, right? I want to tell you now, it's a muscle for the ganze level. I can speak, I feel more relaxed when there's people around. So I can speak more, you know, Bishvadas. Lama Zohar, a person, when you're going to learn? I'm going to learn, yeah. I need to learn every day, for sure. Hopefully 4 or 5 hours. More have chavrusas. Every day. When? If you don't plan, it doesn't happen. You have to plan when you're going to learn. Some people, emotional, they're morning people. Speak about it soon. They like to wake up, especially when Azmanim, they like to wake up 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, he's after everything, he has a whole day, he feels good, he has 12 hours in front, 20 hours in front of him. Then he wakes up 11 o'clock when he feels he missed the day. He's a morning person. You know, some people, they like him to do the sick in the kaisa, especially when Azmanim. Morning people, no problem, 8 o'clock you finish, you live for an hour and a half. Before breakfast, you come 9:30, you're ready, you could be a goyna for the whole day. So give all the some people mourning to fight with the bed, it's a shot of the time. It doesn't go. During this man, they can't win the blanket, yeah? But this man, it weighs even more. He says, Chaval, if he will make up at in the morning, he knows it will not happen. But Mincha Ma'ariv is a very good time for him. One person knows Mincha Ma'ariv every time he speaks to them. Mishtir Blad, that's Mishl Ma'asim. Him at night. At night, he likes to go to Bais Medrash, he loves to learn, it's the best time for him. The first person to forget, but night, every time he's tired, it never happens. He pushes to the night, he knows himself, and then it never happens. So don't touch the night. But a person makes his plans now. What is his plans? How it will work out? Then he will win. Before the start tomorrow, I'm saying, I'm bad, so I had to get the shoes last week, but I'm sorry, it was a misunderstanding. I couldn't be here, but I myself, Rosh Chodesh Av, I like to start it. First you get it, you gain another 9 days, then it's better. Even if you stay in Yeshiva, but you start to feel it's a bit as well. That extra limit. But I'm saying, you start from today, you can start from today. So you have a bigger man as money. The problem is money, but it's very small. Forget about it. It's time shod. But so even the learning that if the resting is not a chticha really skabit, so you don't feel good. Like this, 23 days, you had a schedule, you were makbid on something to do. You rest better. Then, other thing I say, Alamo. Take a Gemara, I'll tell you, I went away for Shabbos. I had to go away for Shabbos. Why I had to go away for Shabbos? Because someone is very close to me. And he was here for a couple of years, already then he left the shiur already. And he decided to go back to America to live for good. So, called me up, Shvel is in Cleveland. So he had to go back to live. Los Angeles, he had to go to back Rabbi Shvel. He goes to say goodbye to Chaim Kanievsky last Monday. Chaim tells him, you're staying for good in Eretz Yisrael. You're welcome to Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to go back. It's 1 o'clock at night, I get a phone call, it's by Reb Chaim, he says, I'm going back, you know. Chaim Shvel bought me a house right here, every single day. I can't stay. And I thought, don't leave, you know, explain the matter, explain you're not trying to stay. Learn. Make the story short, Reb Chaim told him you could leave, but after 3 weeks. Cancel your tickets, you're not leaving. He called me up. I said, you have a chatim to listen to the God Lado, and what it costs you, $900 to change the ticket, and a week you have to get stuck in Eretz Yisrael. But you're listening for them God Lado. You mean you smile? So then he came over to my house, and his rabbi said, it was too bad. No, we stuck in, they sold everything, there's nothing left in the house, everything. So I told him, you know, go somewhere for Shabbos. So, we come with you for Shabbos. So I come with you. I said, but you know, I said, we'll learn Sukkah. So I went. So I took my Gemara and I took my Koyvet and I took my Mishnah Berurahs. So heavy my Sukkahs, yeah. But you know, I went down to the hotel there, Shabbos. Maybe they had their Shabbos. I saw it was called Mutam El Chachom there. Everyone was struggling to find like a little. I had an Oiz V'Hodol sitting and learning. You know, with the new riff, with the new... Hey, this is a masuda. Chavile kash, chavile zma. It felt like a sugi. This is the secret. You go, I said in the plane today, you say, every businessman comes with a laptop. And if it's choshev, they already have two. Yeah? But the yeshiva b'achrim, they come like with this little gemara, you know, mini gemara? Melech b'cho baderech? I said, also the computers, they have these pan pilots, yeah? Why do business people come with a... They come and they open, I open my Gemara on the plane and I start to shuckle. They don't want, they could move. Yeah? Why the businessman is allowed to open the laptop, even though the light disturbs me to sleep, yeah? And he presses buttons, it's a mistake. But the yeshiva man is holding like a little Gemara, and you know why? By him it's choshev. If we all feel that this Gemara is choshev, we'll also be in this Gemara. It's only as a cloud. You go to vacation, you rely on the Gemara's deer, there's a chazoka, the page you're holding will be missing. I don't know what's the pshat. Every time it's a different blad. I don't know if it's... But I'm sure that it's not really missing. It's always a craft to make it a miss. It's mamish missing. Every time. Put in the middle of the page. And then you foster it. Finishes, then you start to look for it. Alatei, right? Finishes the end of your learning. You go with the Gemara. You go plan. I went with my Gemara, with my notes, with my koivets. Sorry, I went the first time. The time I got married, I went to work with my wife. First time. We had a mitzvah. We tracht a mitzvah to go with Yadam, yeah? So I was paid for it. So it was a chatim to go. you can't move the suitcases. I said, yeah. And what if I want to learn Mishnebu and Shabbos? I said, Mishnebu Chalegim, where I'm holding. But what if I need to see Mishnebu and the Sugya? I said, Mishnebu Chalegvav. If I have to see the Michtam, so I have to have a curve with Alam Mephoshim. So it's all bad. If I have Chidushim that I have to write, I bring papers, I bring pens, I bring everything. I mean, those from this master, those old master, just okay. I said, if I want to feel good. I said, but until we're getting there, we have to leave. And I said, I learned. Mamish. Mamish Fagishman. This is the secret. Don't try to win the Itzahore later. You're going away? Take it. What it costs you? A little bit schlep. Say it. It's a little bit schlep. Right, it's a little bit schlep. But it's Mesudar. This is one thing. The second thing is, it's Kedai, I'm thinking to myself, to take one tefillah to work on Beis Manim. Take other shachis, other mincha, other ma'ariv. Try, starting from tomorrow again. So it's a bit hard with Tisha B'Av. One tefillah to try. Shachis. Eating shachas good. Then as Manim, I will try. I'm saying maybe one day I'll have to go to daven from the beginning till the end. I'll try to have a whole davening from the beginning till the end. Mincha, that's mincha. I will try to have a real mincha. I'll try to have a real marriage. Everyone, only one tefillah. Try to be consistent. It's no lachatz. No chavrus is waiting. I'm not taking off my tefillin. Shachris till the end. Not skipping. Come late, I'll take the next million shtibbles. I'm saying Hamor is a trip, say that. But you gonna play? Too bad. One tefillin myself. I'm in the shivas, the chavad are good. It's meroimim the nefesh. The last thing what I want to mention is we're holding before Tisha B'Av. I just want to yedidim. It's very hard to be sad. Yeah, it's in the shmuz, not the mokum, not to speak about it. I want to tell you the secret of that tzlocha. Sleep. Not doing kinas. Not to be tired. I sleep after Tisha B'Av, and I go to sleep early Leil Tisha B'Av. I'm not saying, you know, they have the kinas of mevuah, less, more. If you're not tired in these long tefillahs, you could manage. Less kavan and more. If you're exhausted, it's not shaykh to do it. It's not shaykh to do it. The Yitzhahor is again smart. He makes you to be tired. So you can't focus. So even the ones that could be, you would catch a couple words, you're tired. The minute kiddush finishes, you wake up. It's baruch minus. You see all these, like these people, pitam, they wake up when it's finished. They lead tziyoy, they're awake. I'm telling you, this is what I do every year. Leil Tisha B'Av is the night. Anyways, not a lot of what to do anyways. I go to the Kaisel. I don't know if I have Kayach, I'll go to Kaisel. Tisha B'Av when I finish the praise. When I finish the cry. Not Leil Tisha B'Av. Not trying to take out my Kayachas. I don't know what to do. Go to bed to sleep. Sleep 10 hours. Wake up before the evening, walk around a little bit, fresh yourself. Get ready. It's easy to daven. It's easy to do tshuva. One time, it's a soid bet when I'm telling you in Gantz and Nogas Achai. Every person has a Yitzchor. Every person. Fight the Yitzchor. I want to learn Leil Shabbos after the meal. I saw it finishing late. It's not the nice. So I made up a chavrusa with a cousin of mine. My wife's cousin. So, even if Slam is on, I finish to eat late, and then I learn with him until I fall asleep. 1 o'clock, I fall asleep. I can't learn any more stuff. So, if after the meal, Marshall, someone comes, a couple comes over to visit, after a few minutes, when my wife knocks, you know, he's waiting. It's her cousin, yeah, it's her nephew, yeah. He's waiting to learn with you. So, the meal, you know, I the meal gets long. It's late. What's the problem? Chavrusa came especially to learn with your Shabbos. He's waiting. So I put myself in a way that my wife wants me to go out on Shabbos to learn. Instead of the opposite, I have to ask permission to go to learn till the middle of the night. I have a wife that if I'm in the house and I speak to someone, she wanted me to bring him also to the hotel, but well, I have to live with that other person, yeah. Again, I also have Yitzchokos. Yitzchokos is to be bad. Yitzchokos means to be nice to people, to shmooze them on Shabbos when they come to the house. So I make a chavrusa, it's already a mechayev. Mechayev. Same thing here, when his manim comes. Lamas a person knows himself, but he knows that from chatzko he feels not comfortable. Try to learn with him, Benazman. Okay, if it's too pressure, it's good. But sometimes it's not too much pressure. But you know that with that chavrusa shef, you will try to be there. So make it. I'm saying again, but I'm saying it's not discussing spoiling the Benazman. Chas v'shon, it's not to say it's to spoil the Benazman. Not to spoil it, but to make it productive. To make it matzliach. Be'ez Hashem, we'll have siyata nishmai.